Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
I'm John Batson with my colleague and friend Elizabeth Peake of The Hill, of the Fox News, much on Fox Business, writing a column for the New York Sun about the troubles in Manhattan. The troubles are heaped upon themselves since the pandemic. The migrants, the most recent crisis, and then a mysterious turn of events having to do with the mayor, Eric Adams, a veteran policeman who is now the leader of the city, and fundraising questions raised by the FBI in two occasions. One, the FBI confiscating computers and cell phones from a fundraiser for the mayor, having to do with perhaps foreign interference in the election, and then confiscating the mayor's cell phones. All of this leads nowhere, except for it does raise the question about New York City's recovery. Liz, you live in Manhattan. My 50 years in Manhattan were the golden age, and some say that it'll be back, and I agree it will be back. But right now, it's difficult to see the path. We know the commercial real estate is sagging because of the occupancy rates have not returned to 2019. We know that the migrants are overwhelming the city's ability to deal with them. We know the mayor was on his way to the White House to ask for more money to manage the migrants when he had word that the FBI was raiding his fundraiser and turned around and came back. Do you measure now that the Biden administration wants to help Manhattan? How to read the Biden administration, which so far I think has crossed arms about helping New York with what are said to be more than 100,000 migrants housed and fed in New York City.
Yeah, and costing billions of dollars, which New York City does not have. It's a very interesting situation because, by the way, New York isn't the only Democrat-run city. Chicago is another one which has been overwhelmed with migrants and which really has a problem financially and just in terms of taking care of these people. We are the New York's a sanctuary city. They have a right to shelter, which is a kind of an astonishing thing that New York offers everybody. And so the city is in trouble. I mean, this is adding to the financial burdens that already existed. I will say on the positive side, because I know you always want good news. New York is incredibly busy right now. It is not just that traffic is terrible. That's partly because of really foolish ideas they have about allowing bicycles to go everywhere in New York. The streets are crowded. Even the stores are fairly crowded. People's businesses are doing much, much better. So all of that is positive. In a couple of months, an awful lot of residents will head to Florida and it won't seem quite so busy, but it is busy right now. So here you have a Democratic mayor who has been extremely outspoken in his wrath about the fact that the Biden administration not only will secure our border. I think now 6 million people have come across this border illegally since Biden became president. It's an unconscionable number. Not all have been allowed to stay, but millions have. And the governor of New York Texas has sent migrants by the tens of thousands to cities like New York and Chicago and Philadelphia, because rightly he didn't think that his state should be the only one kind of to manage this problem. So Eric Adams has really been outspoken, very critical of the Biden administration, not only not securing the border, but not lifting a financial finger to help assuage the cost of this, which, as I say, is running into the hundreds of millions of dollars now for New York. So, you know, he was on his way down to New York, to Washington, to meet with blue city mayors to talk to the White House. And the White House, by the way, has never greeted any of this furor with even a meeting at a high level. I mean, it's pretty extraordinary. So in the middle of that, he gets a call that his fundraiser's house and office are being raided, and he turns right around at the airport and heads right back, I'm sure aware that he too could be in jeopardy. And then a few days later, FBI agents swarm him in broad daylight, unnecessarily, obviously. I mean, had they asked for these records and so forth, without a doubt, the mayor would have complied. So it all looks to be a very visible punishment for a Democrat mayor daring to take aim at the Joe Biden White House. I must say, you and I have seen a lot of things in politics. This is about as unseemly as it gets, in my view.
To San Francisco, the son of AIPAC, I mentioned that the city has devoted itself to cleaning up a Potemkin Village cleanup for the tens of thousands who are arriving internationally for the meeting. Most importantly, the president and the general secretary of the Communist Party will be there for a meeting, a so-called summit. At the same time, we have doubts about San Francisco avoiding the doom loop. There was a crime in front of a famous bookstore, for example. Do you measure right now that this meeting in San Francisco can help us, another blue city? Can it convince people to come back, Liz? We've got about a minute.
Well, they are certainly doing everything they can to highlight the beauties of San Francisco. And it is a beautiful, prosperous city. They've cleaned up all the streets. The streets are sparkling. They've moved the homeless people and the drug addicts and the crazy people out of areas that might be visited by these dignitaries that are visiting. Will it last? Probably not, because there is no will to make it last. What's offensive is that in that cleanup, what are they telling you? They're telling you they can do it, and they're telling you they know it's horrible. But for taxpayers, for residents, forget it. They don't get that kind of attention from the city officials or from Governor Newsom, the governor of California.
Elizabeth Peake, she is a columnist for The Hill. She is a columnist for Fox News, much on Fox Business, and also a columnist in the New York Sun. You can read Liz's explanation of what Manhattan hopes to be soon enough. I'm John Pasch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You never know what the week's going to throw at you. That's why you need to keep your engine ready with Pennzoil Platinum, the full synthetic motor oil that maximizes engine protection. And you can maximize your time, too, by scheduling a quick oil change at your local Walmart Auto Care Center. They'll get it done while you shop. Ask for Pennzoil Platinum, and you can receive a $25 virtual prepaid card. Pennzoil, long may we drive. Ends August 31st, 2026, at participating locations only. Terms and restrictions apply. See details at pennzoil.com/claim.
Introducing the all-new Mazda CX-5, featuring more connection.
Hey, Google, where's the nearest Pilates class?
Safety that has your back. More discovery on the scenic routes. More passion in the details. And more control in changing weather. The all-new Mazda CX-5. More to move every side of you. See it in 5 films at MazdaUSA.com/5sides.
Google is a trademark of Google LLC. Sequences shortened and simulated.